Chamber Legislative Day 2.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Cooper Suggs. We'd ask our members, our visitors in the gallery, to please stand for the prayer and remain standing thereafter for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a little bit of a walk from back there. Come on. No problem.
Why thee? To act justly, thank you so much, and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we convene today to first say thank you. We thank you for being the great I am. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for your love and sending your Son, Jesus the Christ, over 2,000 years ago to walk the dusty roads of Galilee. You are sovereign God, all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful. Knowing that all powers rest in your hands, Father, we thank you. Help us every day to increase a deeper understanding of your anointing, of the presence you have in our lives and the decisions we make. We ask today and each day that we assemble for the presence of your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for watching over our families. Father, your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, then I will hear them and heal the land. We pray for the over 400,000 who have lost loved ones during this pandemic. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, sisters, brothers, neighbors, colleagues, friends, and those who serve. We pray for all those who place their lives and the lives of their families each day in helping to care for others. Lord, give them strength and peace as only you can. We seek you as we make decisions to turn away from institutions which harm, institutions which decrease the quality of life for the least of these, your children, whether homelessness, those in despair due to job loss or cutbacks, healthcare disparities, economic discourse for our businesses, large and small, educational opportunities, behavioral, or even periods of despair. Lord, you know, nothing catches you by surprise, Heavenly Father. And we pray for our president, our speaker, our caucus leaders, for this nation and our state, that you will bind us together, that unity will flow as mighty waters. Lord, we can't do this without you, and we seek your divine wisdom, wisdom that you will give liberally without question if we just ask. We seek wisdom, but also, Father, give us a spirit of understanding. Open our hearts and minds to receive you and continue to place in our hearts a desire to care for the common good, to care for the least of these throughout this great state. Your word says to speak those things that are not as though they were. We thank you for placing your vision, your courage, your humility, and your spirit of love in each of us to carry out your perfect will. You have heard our petitions this morning, and we count it done in the name of Jesus. Search our hearts and minds, our spirits, and forgive each of us of anything that would separate us from you and hearing your voice. We love you, Lord. We really do. And we thank you for loving us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 13th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for January 13th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, the clerk will note for the record the following members were granted an excused absence on January 13th and were administered the oath. Representative Belk subscribed to the oath of office on January 21st. Representative Graham subscribed to the oath of office on January 25th, and Representative Sasser subscribed to the oath of office today. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. The clerk will read.
Office of the Speaker, North Carolina House of Representatives, January 21st, 2021. Dear Mr. Speaker, Mr. White, pursuant to the process set for in Rule 1.1B, and in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, I am invoking the modifications to the House temporary rules contained in and pursuant to Rule 58.1. A copy of this letter has been sent to the Majority Leader and the Minority Leader pursuant to Rule 58.1A. I ask that you please notify the House membership that the emergency rules will be in place until further notice of my office. Sincerely, Tim Moore, Speaker of the House.
Noted. Members, as the clerk just read, I did invoke our emergency COVID rules last week, and we will continue to operate under those until further notice, given the circumstances. I do have a committee chair announcement. Chair is going to appoint Representative Setzer as a chair of the Committee on Insurance. Ratifications of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read. That is stricken. Members, there are no votes to occur today on today's calendar. For your planning purposes, tomorrow's session will be a no-vote session as well. Monday we will have a no vote session, and Tuesday those will be no vote sessions. So Monday and Tuesday next week are no votes. Tomorrow is a no vote. So that is, and that is customary at the beginning of the session. This is where the bills are filed and the process begins, and the bills are referred to committees and committees start. The chair would advise the body to anticipate Wednesday and Thursday of next week that there will likely be votes. Do believe that the committees will be reporting out hopefully an initial bill dealing with the CARES Act, and there may be some other matters coming through next week as well. So Wednesday and Thursday of next week very well likely we'll have votes, but Monday and Tuesday at this point will not have votes. With that, we can open it to notices and announcements. What purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Clemens, rise?
An announcement.
Lady has the floor.
This announcement is on behalf of myself and Representative White. We are excited to share the forming of an early childhood caucus. Our focus and mission is to establish a bipartisan voice who will learn together about our children and how we can effectively use our role in the North Carolina General Assembly to impact children from prenatal through 8 years old, the most impactful time to create independent and productive future citizens. And Representative White and I will send an email for people to express interest. We hope you will join us, and we also plan to work with some of our colleagues across in the other chamber. So we hope you will join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to our former Representative Conrad, who's with us today. Representative Conrad, thanks for being with us. Please join me in welcoming her back with us today. For what purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excuse me. Republicans will caucus today at 2 o'clock and 6:43, and please check your emails and be on time. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Ask you a question, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman may.
Mr. Speaker, on the bill that you we anticipate on having on Wednesday and Thursday, will that bill be able to have amendments, or what will the nature of that bill be when it gets to the floor? Can we add, take away, or what can we do with the bill once it gets to the floor, Mr. Speaker?
The bill that we, the agreement has been, I believe, on this first bill, which I believe is considered a technical bill having to do with the CARES funding. My understanding is, I'm looking around for some appropriations. I think this bill is starting in the Senate and coming over to the House. Correct, Representative Lambeth?
Mr. Speaker, if I could answer that. This should be a really pretty straightforward bill that comes next week. Dates, issues that we've already seen in front of this body that we've approved. We don't anticipate really any controversy. However, if we felt like that there was something we absolutely missed, I do think we need to adjust for that. But we want to get it done, if we can, as quick as we can next week, because there's a lot of people needing help in some of these areas where dates ran out in December. We need to extend those dates.
Thank you.
And Representative Pierce, what I can tell you is that this bill has been explained to me as mainly technical in nature. There will be another bill with the additional money that's come down that will be dealt with, and that's a separate bill. And so the committee process may undertake on that next week. And I don't know that it would move fast enough for us to actually vote on it next week. I'm assuming the next week, but you'll have plenty of notice on that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Absolutely. For what purpose the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, today I just want to wish a very happy birthday to my oldest granddaughter. She will turn 18 this week on Friday. And in true Kidwell fashion, instead of just an average high school graduate, she passed our tax certification course and became a tax associate with my business, making her the fourth generation of my family to work in this business. And, you know, we kind of knew that was going to happen. They named her April, and she was born at 10:40. Happy birthday, April.
For what purpose does our newest member, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Robertson, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
All right, Mr. Speaker, I would just like to acknowledge the East Wake Academy volleyball team. They won their championship, the state championship. They were 13-1 this year. This was not an overnight success, but years of skill development, preservation. The team committed to each other to meet the all of the COVID protocols and to accomplish this wonderful goal. Their mental toughness made them the best champions in the area. We are so proud of them. This is my understanding that this is the first championship team from a school in the Zebulon area. So East Wake, East Wake is very proud of them. The state of North Carolina, we're very proud of them, and we would like to congratulate them on a successful championship season. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
To ask Representative Kidwell a question.
Representative Kidwell, gentleman yield. He yields.
Representative Kidwell, I want to congratulate your granddaughter on that accomplishment, but what we're wondering over here is, did she have a choice?
Can I claim the fifth, Mr. Speaker? Would that be acceptable?
Always. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, January 28th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon. That the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, January 28th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
The Speaker makes the following committee appointments. The clerk will read.
Agriculture Representatives Brisson, Strickland, and Ray, Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Alexander, Bell, Brody, Elmore, Everett, Gillespie, Goodwin, Graham, Cahal, Humphrey, Hunter, B. Jones, Kidwell, Lofton, Majeed, Penny, Reeves, Sasser, K. Smith, Watford, and Yarborough. Alcoholic Beverage Control, Representatives Bowles, Hodister, and Willingham, Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander, Bell, Bradford, Dahl, Fisher, Hurley, Meyer, Sane, Turner, and Zachary. Appropriations, Representatives K. Baker, Bowles, Cleveland, Dixon, Goodwin, Hodister, Hastings, Hurley, Eiler, Johnson, B. Jones, McElrath, McNeil, Potts, Rydell, Sasser, Shepherd, C. Smith, Torbett, and White. Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Adcock, Ager, Alston, Autry, A. Baker, Ball, Belk, Blackwell, Brockman, Brody, Brown, Carter, Clampett, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Dahl, Davis, Farkas, Fisher, Galliard, Garrison, Gill, Gillespie, Graham, Green, Hennig, Harrison, Hawkins, Humphrey, Hunt, Hurtado, Insko, John, A. Jones, Logan, Lucas, Majeed, Martin, McNeely, Meyer, Miller, Mills, Morey, Moss, Paré, Penny, Pickett, Pierce, Pittman, Pless, Quick, Reeves, Harris, Richardson, Robertson, Rogers, Stevens, Terry, Turner, Von Hafen, Wheatley, Willingham, Willis, and Yarborough. Appropriations, Agriculture and Natural and Economic Resources, Representatives K. Hall and Strickland, Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Brown, Clampett, Harrison, Humphrey, McNeely, Quick, Robertson, Turner, and Yarborough. Appropriations, Capital, Representatives Arp, Vice Chair, Representative A. Baker, Galliard, Hurtado, Pickett, Stevens. Appropriations, Education, Representative Elmore, Vice Chair, Representatives Adams, Ball, Brockman, Brody, Fisher, Garrison, Gill, Gillespie, Hannig, Hawkins, Hunt, Lucas, Miller, Wheatley, and Willis. Appropriations, General Government, Representatives Brisson, Vice Chair, Representatives Dahl, Farkas, Logan, Majeed, Paré, Penny, Pittman, and Von Hafen. Appropriations, Health and Human Services, Representatives Lambeth, Vice Chairs, Representatives Acock, Alston, Blackwell, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Insco, Mills, Fless, and Terry. Appropriations, Information Technology, Representatives Kay Hall, Vice Chair, Representatives Autry, B. Jones, Meyer, and Sane. Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety, Representatives Faircloth and Rogers, Vice Chairs, Representatives Carter, Davis, Graham, Green, John, A. Jones, Morey, Pierce, Reeves, and Richardson. Appropriations, Transportation, Representatives Bumgardner, Vice Chair, Representatives Belk, Martin, Moss, and Willingham. Banking, Representatives Carney and Howard, Vice Chairs, Representative Bradford, Butler, Everett, Zoka, and Zinger. Commerce, Representatives Johnson, Pierce, and Tyson, Vice Chairs, Representative Adams, Adcock, Autry, Butler, Clemens, Cunningham, Everett, Farkas, Garrison, Cahill, Howard, Eiler, Kidwell, Lofton, Moss, Shepherd, Strickland, Terry, and Winslow. Education Community Colleges, Representatives Brody, Hunt, and Sauls. Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Blackwell, Clemens, Elmore, Farkas, Galliard, Hannig, Pittman, R. Smith, Turner, Tyson, and Zachary. Education K-12, Representatives Brockman, Fisher, Wheatley, and Willis. Vice Chairs, Representatives K. Baker, Ball, Bradford, Clemens, Elmore, Galliard, Gill, Graham, Hunt, Eiler, Johnson, Lambeth, Lucas, McNeely, Meyer, Miller, Potts, Rydell, K. Smith, Strickland, and White. Education Universities, Representatives Hastings, Pittman, and Terry. Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander. Pickett. Alexander, K. Baker, Carney, Clampett, Davis, Harris, Howard, Insco, Lambeth, Martin, Mills, Morey, K. Smith, and Zachary. Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, Representatives Dahl, Zoka, and Warren. Vice Chairs, Representatives Ball, Blackwell, Brockman, Davis, Faircloth, Fisher, Hannig, Harrison, Eiler, Insco, McNeil, Rydell, Rogers, K. Smith, Willingham, Willis, and Zinger. Energy and Public Utilities, Representatives Miller, Paré, and Watford. Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander, Bell, Brisson, Brockman, Brown, Carney, Cunningham, Dixon, Graham, D. Hall, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Howard, Humphrey, B. Jones, Pierce, Richardson, Rydell, Sane, Sauls, Setzer, Strickland, Winslow, and Ray. Environment, Representatives K. Hall, Harrison, and Eiler. Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Alexander, Davis, Dixon, Goodwin, Hurtado, Insco, Kidwell, Pittman, Quick, Terry, Turner, Wheatley, and White. Ethics, Representative Setzer, Vice Chair, Representatives Carney, Dahl, Hunter, Insco, Sane, Yarber, and Zachary. Families, Children, and Aging Policy, Representatives Hurley, Vice Chair, Representatives K. Baker, A. Baker, Cooper Suggs, Green, Hunt, John, Morey, Pickett, Sasser, Warren, and White. Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, Representatives Gillespie, B. Jones, and Pless. Vice Chairs, Representatives Austin, Hastings, Logan, Rydell, and R. Smith. Finance, Representatives Tyson, Warren, and Zinger. Vice Chairs, Representatives Alexander, Bell, Butler, Carney, Clemens, Everett, D. Hall, Harris, Hunter, Lofton, Moffitt, Sauls, K. Smith, R. Smith, Watford, Winslow, and Zachary. Health, Representatives Cunningham and Ensco, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adcock, Ball, Blackwell, Brisson, Brockman, Harney, Cotter, Cooper Suggs, Dixon, Galliard, Howard, Humphrey, Hunter, Lucas, McElrath, Moffitt, Pierce, Setzer, Shepard, K. Smith, Zoka, Tyson, Watford, and Ray. Homeland Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs, Representatives Cleveland and Martin, Vice Chairs, Representatives Ark, Autry, Bowles, Cotter, Hennig, Johnson, Logan, Majeed, Meyer, Paré, Pierce, Pless, Potts, Shepard, R. Smith, Von Hafen, and Winslow. Insurance, Representatives Bumgartner, Lucas, Sasser, and Willingham. Vice Chairs, Representatives K. Baker, Cleveland, Garrison, Gill, Graham, K. Hall, Howard, Lambeth, McElrath, Pierce, Potts, Robertson, Tyson, Warren, and Ray. Judiciary 1, Representatives Mills, Vice Chairs, Representative Cotter, Gill, Harrison, Hunt, A. Jones, Potts, Sane, and Saul. Judiciary 2, Representatives Green and McNeil, Vice Chairs, Representatives Bradford, Hodister, John, Morey, Reeves, and C. Smith. Judiciary 3, Representatives Miller, Vice Chair, Representatives Arp, Brown, Butler, Clampett, Faircloth, Harris, and Martin. Judiciary 4, Representatives Adams, Vice Chair, Representatives Austin, Belk, Everett, Howard, Kidwell, Lofton, McNeely, and Zinger. Local Government, Land Use Planning and Development, Representatives Cotter, Warren, Winslow, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Ball, Bradford, Cunningham, Dahl, Fisher, Green, Hurtado, and Moffitt. Local Government, Representatives Moss, Vice Chair, Representatives Ager, Autry, Bowles, Faircloth, Lofton, Sasser, Setzer, R. Smith, Von Hafen, and Winslow. Marine Resources and Aquaculture, Representatives Cleveland, Vice Chair, Representatives Clemens, Goodwin, Harris, Harrison, Hawkins, Eiler, Kidwell, Rogers, and Yalver. Pensions and Retirement, Representatives Gill and C. Smith, Vice Chairs, Representatives Elmore, Hurley, Lambeth, Martin, Quick, and Robertson. Redistricting, Representatives Richardson, Sane, and Torvik, Vice Chairs, Representatives Brockman, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Dixon, Hodister, Harrison, Hastings, Hawkins, Mills, Reeves, Rogers, Sauls, Zoka, and Zachary. Regulatory Reform, Representatives Bradford, Moffitt, and Yarbrough, Vice Chairs, Representatives Adcock, Ager, A. Baker, Belk, Brody, Brown, Johnson, A. Jones, Kidwell, McElrath, Meyer, Paré, Stevens, and Zinger. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Representatives Hastings, B. Jones, Zoka, and Torbett. Vice Chairs, Representatives Adcock, Bell, Bowles, Brisson, Bumgartner, Carney, Cunningham, Davis, Dixon, Hodister, Hunter, Mills, Paré, Quick, Reeves, Richardson, Sane, Willingham, and Ray. State Government Representatives Bowles, Cleveland, and Watford. Vice Chairs, Representatives A. Baker, Quick, Von Hafen, Warren, and Wheatley. State Personnel Representatives Green and Penny. Vice Chairs, Representatives Goodwin, Logan, Robertson, Willingham, and Zinger. Transportation, Representatives Cleveland, Moss, and Pickett. Vice Chairs, Representatives Adams, Austin, Art, Belk, Blackwell, Bowles, Bumgartner, Butler, Carney, Faircloth, Farkas, Goodwin, Harris, Hawkins, Hunter, John, Martin, McNeil, Miller, Moffitt, Morey, Pless, Richardson, Tyson, Warren, Watford, and Willis. UNC Bog nominations, Representatives Davis and Hodister, Vice Chairs, Representatives K. Baker, A. Jones, Lambert, Majeed, Richardson, Sauls, Setzer, Torbett, and Turner. Wildlife Resources, Representatives Clampett, Gillespie, and Turner. Vice Chairs, Representatives Ager, Brody, Cunningham, Garrison, Hurtado, Johnson, A. Jones, Lucas, Penny, Pittman, Pless, Rogers, and C. Smith.